The deadline for reaching an interim deal with Iran over its nuclear program is in the final hours. And there are new doubts about whether an agreement will be reached in time. A U.S. State Department spokeswoman indicated there's only a 50-50 chance of it happening by tomorrow, as gaps remain between Iran and other parties at the talks in Switzerland. Indira Lakshmanan has been covering the twists and turns at the talks for Bloomberg News. I spoke to her a short time ago. And Indira Lakshmanan joins us now. Indira, literally down to the wire, just a day left. How does it look?
Absolutely. We've got 24 hours left, and the only question that matters at this point, to which none of us have the answer, is are they going to have a deal or no deal? And it seems as if the ministers themselves don't know. We saw the Russian foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, actually left talks today after less than a day, said that's it, he's done, he's going back to Moscow, and he's only going to come back tomorrow if he has the sense that they're really ready to sign a deal. And we had the Chinese foreign minister sounding a more optimistic note, talking about progress. And John Kerry himself also said there was some progress, but there's some tricky issues that still need to be resolved. So 24 hours from now, we will know whether they were able to put something together that they could call a framework accord, or whether they're going to have to go back to the drawing board and extend this deadline one more time.
Do you have a good sense at this point, Indira, of what the sticking points really are?
Yeah, for the most part, it seems as if Iran is most upset about the pace of sanctions relief. Remember that what Iran is going to get in return for the willingness to restrict its nuclear program and have invasive inspections is to be lifted out from underneath these economic and banking and oil sanctions that have hit its economy so hard over the last 5 years. So it wants sanctions relief immediately, and it wants it permanently, especially from UN sanctions as well. And the international community has said no way, that that's going to be a phased sanctions relief, and they're not going to be lifted. They're only going to be suspended so they can be put back. That's one thing. Research and development is another question, and what happens to Iran's program after year 10? Because they're thinking about a 10-year deal. So what happens between years 11 and 15 to make sure that Iran doesn't suddenly at that point break out with its nuclear program and go back into big development?
So have they, is it felt that they have agreed on how much enrichment of uranium the Iranians should be allowed to do?
You know, it's the way that it's been described to us repeatedly, and I think this is pretty apt, is that it's like a Rubik's Cube. Every piece has to fit together. So you can have agreement on one thing and think that you're done with that. And that was the case with the stockpiles of enriched uranium, which we thought were going to be shipped out by Iran to a third country, probably Russia. Iran said last night, no, we never agreed to that. And the State Department said today, that's right, they had not yet agreed to that. So it seems like each piece has to come into place. But we think that there is more agreement on centrifuges. There's more agreement on the Iraq heavy water reactor to stop it from producing plutonium. But these other issues like sanctions and research and development are really big. And so if you sort of limit one thing, then you can allow a little more in another area. So that's why it matters. Every piece fits together like a puzzle.
So, Indira, you call it a framework accord. If they do reach agreement, what would it look like? Is it a piece of paper, a joint declaration?
Yeah, that's the $60,000 question. The United States would like to have a few pages long of bullet points that really lays out what Iran is going to do so they can take back that document to Congress and to the American people and say, this is what we got agreement on. We have heard that Iran says no, either we have to have a much longer document, which is really not possible to get, or something very brief, more like a declaration. I think either way, whatever happens, you're still going to see 3 more months of really intense haggling over every if and or but. Every line of this agreement is what we've been told by U.S. officials until the June 30th deadline for having the final accord.
And there'd still be more work to be done after this. Indira,
absolutely.
Indira Lakshmanan, I know you'll be watching. Thank you. Bloomberg News, we appreciate it.
Thanks.